Hello, welcome. We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin from California.
Odile in Oregon.
And we're back.
It's been a while.
Yeah, there's been some illnesses.
A lot of illnesses.
Yeah, I've been sick. Odile's starting to get sick. Sam just got a new job. It's like everyone's lives are very crazy. But we'll make it up to you. We'll make it up to you guys, we swear. I really want to do, once we all are together in the same state, I want to do like a Thanksgiving special and a Christmas special and a New Year's special. So those, look forward to those. Those are going to be very crazy filled times. Who knows? Who knows what could happen?
God knows what's going to happen.
I don't know. All right. Well, it's been quite the 2 weeks. New York Comic Con happened. Bunch of debates for politics have happened.
That they have.
Midterms, those are happening.
That is a thing.
So, I thought we could start off with Fangirl News.
Fangirl news. I can't do it like Fam Cam, but Fangirl News.
So, first up, New York Comic Con was 2 weekends ago, and New York Comic Con happens in New York City. And so BBC America had a big BBC America kind of event at Madison Square Garden, which is like off from the venue of where New York Comic Con is. I was not in attendance, obviously, because I do not live anywhere close to New York. And they had a panel for the new show Dirk Gently, which I probably will end up watching later, maybe on demand, but maybe. And they had a panel for Class and a panel for Doctor Who. So, and I heard there was corgis in line, greeting people, like, cool.
I mean, makes things better.
Yeah, good for you, BBC America. So, they released 2 trailers for Class. And a behind-the-scenes kind of video first look thing for the Doctor Who Christmas special. So, starting with Class, is premiering this Saturday, the 22nd of October, and there is still no way for us Americans to watch it, legally, at least. But we did see the trailer.
Legally.
I will probably be watching it via a VPN through iPlayer. Odile, will you be doing the same?
I will be trying to do the same. We'll see if I am able to be, or if I'm successful. But
we will probably tweet about it. So the first 2 episodes are premiering this weekend. I will send out a tweet if we are both successful, or if one of us is successful. And it'll be premiering at 10 a.m. on iPlayer. So that's like 2 a.m. our time. So got all day to watch it. Figure it out. So, Odile, did you take a look at those trailers?
Yes, I watched them all, and then I watched the new bit for Doctor Who that they posted as well.
What did you think? What do you think about the Class trailers first?
It was very exciting. I mean, I still don't understand exactly what's supposed to be happening in Class.
No one does.
Cool that he showed up in it, because I was expecting him to. I thought it had to do, am I correct in saying that it takes place in the school that Clara teaches in?
It's supposed to, yes. But okay. The set looks very different.
A lot older than the kids she was teaching, but
There's been a couple of fan theories that this might be, like, a different part of the school. Like, this is the high school age kids area of the school.
Which is kind of weird, because I don't think that generally happens, but okay.
Yeah, and Clara was teaching, like, the middle school age, like, kids. I don't know how British school systems works. It's all very complicated. But yeah, that's been a lot of critique so far of the trailer, is that the school looks really different than it was in The Caretaker. Yeah. So that'll be interesting. I'm really excited. I think it looks more adult than almost I was expecting. Like, I know it's for young adults, but it definitely does not look like a kid's show.
Not one bit.
No. So I'm really looking forward to seeing it. Again, who knows? I really don't know. I don't know if it's going to be good or if it's going to be bad. We could all hate it. We could all love it. Who knows? Who knows? We'll know on Saturday when the first two episodes come out.
Yes, we shall.
I'm excited. Okay, Doctor Who. Finally something that isn't class related. Doctor Who, behind the scenes, Christmas.
No, I'm very excited. It looks like it's going to be a good Christmas special. It has our favorite character in it. I love that, the Humpty Dumpty looking
guy. You like Nardole?
I love Nardole.
I'm indifferent to Nardole. I liked him, but I'm not sure, because he's going to be a regular in the series.
I like him. He's kind of he's a very indifferent kind of character than they've had before.
Yeah. Well, I love Matt Lucas, and I think he's hilarious and a good actor, but I'm not, I don't know, I just, we haven't explored his character that I feel like I can't make a judgment on him yet. So the Christmas special, I think, is going to be the time where we get that. And so the Christmas special is titled, The Return of Dr. Mysterio, if I'm not mistaken, which sounds fun, and it's going to be about a superhero. And I think that's fun. Doctor Who hasn't really done that, so I think it's going to be a fun Christmas special. It looks like it's going to be a fun time.
I think, it's not going to be serious or anything, especially with how they ended the last season. I think it's good that they're having kind of, let's play around and play around with what Doctor Who fans like and what they want. And
I think it's interesting that Moffat keeps saying, like, Pearl Mackey as the new companion, Bill, will not be on the Christmas special. You won't see her until series 10. Like, she won't be in the Christmas special. And every time he says that, it makes me think, oh, then she's definitely going to be in the Christmas special. Is this just me, or do you feel the same way?
I mean, we know the rule with Moffat.
Moffat lies.
So, I mean, being that he constantly says she's not going to be on it, I have a feeling that means that she will, but,
I feel like it'll be very quickly at the end kind of a thing. Like,
it could be that much, like, a two-minute, so, I wouldn't expect her to, like, be there the entire episode, but I would say that chances are that she's in it for at least a little bit.
I think so as well. I have a feeling it would be, like, at the end, a couple-minute cameo, like, maybe the doctor, like, runs into her in the street or something. Like, I feel like she's got to be in it, just a little bit. I would be very surprised if there isn't, like, a little cameo of her. Or even, like, an Easter egg or a reference. Like, I feel like she's going to be in there somehow. Because Moffat keeps denying it. I feel like that's going to be the big Christmas surprise. It's like, ooh, look, there she is! Because that's what they did with, like, Jenna Coleman as Clara. Before she was Clara, she showed up in the Asylum of the Daleks episode, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, she's here early! So.
Yeah, although, I don't know, I can't say that I really like that episode.
No, I don't really like it either, but it sets up her character.
It set up her character very well.
All right. Moving along from the very exciting class Doctor Who news, some new promo pictures for Gilmore Girls, Year in the Life, were released, and they're so cute.
Yes, I saw those.
Oh, they're so cute. I love them. And there's been, like, more stills from the show that are being posted, and, like, slowly but surely we're getting, like, more and more, and it makes me so excited. Like, I'm so excited to watch it. I'm, like, very tempted to just start watching it at midnight when it's on Netflix.
I'm sure you will. At least one episode.
Odile, we should watch it together. Have you seen all of Gilmore Girls?
I've watched Gilmore Girls.
Oh my gosh, Odile. Go watch Gilmore Girls.
Okay, I just never got... I didn't watch ABC all that much.
It wasn't even on ABC, it was on CW.
Okay, well, I didn't have CW. I think that it was... Yeah, I don't know. I just never watched it.
It's okay. I'll watch it by myself. Odile, do you have any fangirl news?
I was watching, there was a live Facebook stream of some Marvel stuff today.
Ooh!
Doctor Strange. So cool. It was Benedict Cumberbatch, and they were playing Jenga.
Oh my gosh.
And answering questions, and it was very funny and adorable, and I think it was really cool way to do it. That's about it.
I can't think of any... other pieces of news. It's really just been, like, I've just been very excited about this, like, Doctor Who thing. Really, it's just been class. It's just been, like, taking up my brain as, like, okay, how am I gonna watch it? God, I, like, get myself psyched. Alright, so, this week we are without Sam, and she forbode us from talking about Halloween, which we were gonna do this week. Because she wants to be on when we talk about that. So, we are going to talk about comedy.
Comedy.
Woo! So, this kind of goes back to when we were talking about, like, genres earlier in the year. But we're going to talk about comedy. We're going to talk about SNL. We're going to talk about our favorite... We're going to talk about classic comedy. We're going to talk about our favorite comedic... Yeah, we're going to talk about our favorite comedic... Movies. So.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything. So Sam usually starts by talking about what comedy is. So I'm going to do that as well. Okay. So according to Wikipedia, comedy refers to any discourse or work generally intended to be humorous or amusing by including laughter. Especially in theater, television, film, and stand-up comedy.
Fair enough.
So, that is what comedy is.
Obviously, comedy's been around for a long time. But I think that kind of the origin of comedy on TV itself, or at least like the SNL-style show, is The Flying Circus by Monty Python. And they're absolutely hilarious. They're basically, I don't know if anyone has watched Flying Circus before, or any Monty Python, but it's a group of guys, and they are very funny, and they have many famous sketches. But they are known to do a lot of drag in their sketches. And it's always very funny drag.
The British love drag.
Yes. The British are in love with drag, but, like, they're just, oh, it's just a fabulous level of drag. Anyways, one of my favorite sketches by them is the sketch in which they describe an airplane, and they're playing French people, and so they're trying to speak in French, and they're telling us about their plane and what their plane is, and it's a sheep. It's a flying sheep. And so they're, like, showing where the chairs go and, like, where the wings are. Oh, it's so funny. Another one that's very famous is one I think is hailed as the most funniest sketch or, like, the most famous one is the Ministry of Funny Walks, where you can register a funny walk. Watch it. It's hilarious. That is considered their most famous sketch ever. And yeah, just a lot of drag in it all, but it's so funny, and they do it so well. And then they have all their movies and stuff, but those were all made afterward, after the TV show. Have you ever watched?
I am not super familiar with Monty Python. Yeah, sue me. I know. There was one time Sam and Odile just, like, sat me down and was like, watch all these Monty Python clips. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, we watched a lot of Flying Circus stuff.
Yeah. I like the stuff I've seen. I just didn't grow up with it or watch a lot of it. My introduction to comedy, I guess, I don't know if I ever was really introduced to comedy. I've always watched a lot of it. Like, my mom watched a lot of, like, rom-coms, which I know aren't, like,
real. It is comedy.
Which, like, are comedy. So, I ended up growing up around watching a lot of rom-coms, and my mom watched soap operas every day.
Yes, she did.
So, I always say I was raised on soap operas, so I know a lot about, like, the tropes. I feel like I have a really good understanding of the different tropes that soap operas and romantic comedies use, so that's why I like them so much, is because to me they're, like, very predictable, and I like watching that and knowing exactly, like, how this is gonna end. And Odile was kind of the one that made me obsessed with SNL. Weird middle school.
Yes, I was.
Odile was obsessed with SNL, like, when we were in middle school, which was, like, pretty young to be, like, really into SNL, because there's a lot of adult humor and things that children wouldn't understand. And I remember going over to Odile's house, and we would hang out downtown, and then we would watch Disney movies, and then we would watch SNL. But Odile would, like, hand-pick her selection of, like, what are the best episodes. And we'd watch them on Netflix of Odile's hand-picked skits and episodes.
Well, there was always a lot of Taylor Lautner that we had to watch.
Oh, my God, yes.
Always had to watch the Twilight sketch because that was
so funny.
The funniest thing ever.
So funny.
So good.
It's still so good.
Yeah, it's still ridiculously funny. But yeah, I watched a lot of SNL growing up. I mean, not when I was little, but, like, my mom definitely introduced me to it, and then me and my cousin would watch a lot of it together. And he liked old SNL, like, funny skits with, like, a lot of, like, innuendos on,
yeah,
like, how to suck a cork. Imagine that one in, like, an Italian. It was so funny. So funny. It was, like, Jimmy Fallon and all of the greats. So, I grew up with a lot of that, but it was good. Very good.
Yeah, it, like, took me a while to get into SNL, but, like, once I was, like, properly introduced to it, I was watching it. I watch it every Saturday now. Well, most of the time I wait till Sunday because I can't stay up that late because I'm an old person. I watch it every Sunday, sometimes live on Saturdays, and I have to watch it every week now.
Yes, I find that, like, I used to not like, the news chats and stuff. Like, I just couldn't handle it. I liked some of the, like, characters they have. Like, Stefan was always my favorite.
Anytime
Stefan came on to news, I had to watch it. But just watching the news or the weekly update, I couldn't do it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the style of it. I didn't find it funny. But now, I think it's some of the funniest stuff.
I was the same way. I used to fast forward through the weekend update. And my friend, one of our friends, or our friend Quinn, would always be like, why do you always fast forward through that? And I'd be like, because I'm boring. They're, like, talking about the news. I'm just, like, not interested in it. And she's like, no, that's where all the funny stuff is. You gotta watch the weekend update. And I was like, no, I don't. She's like, yes, you do. So then I finally watched it. And now, I look forward to the weekend update, like, every week. That's where all the some of the gold is, gold mine of comedy.
It's not a sketch. It is a sketch, but it's real news, but,
yeah,
like, with their funny humor twisted into it. And the two guys, Michael Che and
What's Colin Jost.
Colin Jost are actually really funny. They're and it's really very funny. Interesting to see, like, the dynamic between the black reporter and the white one and how the black one can have certain jokes and the white one can't. And the white, and if Colin Jost says some, like, Michael Che's jokes, how badly they flatline. And he tries sometimes, and it's like the joke is like he tries to say yeah. like a joke that's really funny if said by a black man. Yeah, it's just.
It's I love their back and forth. It's so great.
It's very good.
And they have very good chemistry. They're just so sassy with each other, and I love it. Sassy. All right, so should we move on to some of our like favorite comedic things? Maybe.
Sure, let's do that. Favorite comedian. Okay, let's do maybe like a favorite TV show, favorite movie, and favorite comedian. Let's see. Favorite comedy movie. Well, I think a lot of bad horror movies are like comedy. Like,
yes.
Like, I take it as comedy. Like it's meant to be. It's meant to be funny. Because some of them are like people trying to do horror movies and it just ends really badly, but most of them, like the scary movies, are comedies because they're meant to like make fun of it. So my favorite is most definitely this movie called The Knights of Badassdom. And I've told Caitlin and Sam that they need to watch this because it's all about D&D, but they haven't watched it.
Where is this? Is this on Netflix?
Yes, The Knights of Badassdom.
So I want to watch it.
Funny. You have to. So good.
Alright, my favorite comedic movie is Bridesmaids. Because of several reasons. The first, it's like an all-female cast, which is awesome. And they're like, almost all of them are Saturday Night Live alum, so you know it's hilarious, and a lot of the stars in that movie have went on to have like very successful careers after it, so I love Bridesmaids, and my favorite scene in Bridesmaids is the one where Kristen Wiig's character is in the car, and she's trying to get the policeman's attention, who has the one she has a crush on. I forget the actor's name that plays him. But she's trying to get his attention, so she just keeps driving her car past his car so he'll, like, listen to her. And every time she drives past it, she's doing a new, like, thing to try to get his attention by, like, she's like, oh, I'm littering! Or she's, like, throwing stuff out of the window. And, like, the first time I saw that scene, and it ends with her ending up hitting his car. And that's, like, I just found that scene, like, the comedy is just so, so good in that scene. It's just so funny, and it's not, like, because it's not, like, slapstick. I don't really like slapstick, and I just love Bridesmaids. It's so good, and that scene's my favorite. My mom and I will sometimes, we'll just watch that scene over and over and over and over again, because it's good, it's a good one.
It is very funny.
Yeah, my second place goes to Baby Mama, but with Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
It's very funny. Okay, so favorite TV show or comedy TV show? I mean SNL is really funny, but I've been watching a lot of Drag Race recently. Drag Race, because, like, I hate how mean some of them are to each other, but most of it's really funny. Yeah, it's really funny. One of my favorite off of that show is, her name is Bianca Del Rio, and she considers herself an insult comedian. And one of her most favorite lines, or her most famous lines that they comment on all the time is, "Not today, Satan, not today."
Oh my gosh.
So
love it.
Other seasons and stuff, people were just randomly will be like, not today, Satan! And, she'll also do, you're gonna wear that? I'll help you pack. She's like, you wear that? Need help packing? Yeah. Can you get some help? Need some help?
I've been wanting to watch Drag Race. It looks like a fun time.
It's, I mean, most of them are really catty and really, really mean to each other. And some people you just can't stand, but the other people are so funny. So I think it's like a win and pick and choose your favorite and like episodes and stuff. Snatch Games is always hilarious. What's your favorite comedy show?
I also love SNL, but I really like the Netflix show. The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt is like, it's so funny. I really am loving The Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I've seen both season 1 and 2. I think it's so funny because the acting is incredible. Like, everyone in that cast is incredibly funny. But it's her character was like kidnapped at 15 and lived underground in this bunker and this cult, and then awakens and comes out of it because she was rescued and is in New York and is exploring New York and learning about what the real world is like. So she still kind of has like the attitude of a 15-year-old even though she's like 30. So I think that's what makes it funny, and because she doesn't know about technology or anything, so she has this kind of naive sense of the world, and she thinks just everything is perfect and beautiful and wonderful and sparkly, and I love it. It's so positive and hilarious. And Titus, who's one of the characters and is a Broadway person, and his character's always trying to make it on Broadway, and the joke is he's auditioned for The Lion King like a bunch of times, never has gotten in, which I also think is hilarious. And there's a lot of like really funny like theater jokes, and me being kind of being a theater person appreciates those, because TV shows don't have enough theater jokes in my opinion. So that's been my favorite comedy of the last like couple years.
My favorite comedian itself is, well, Kevin Hart just came out with a new movie. That seems very funny. I don't know, I like people who are kind of mean in comedy. Like, it makes me laugh, and it's funny to me. Kevin Hart's really, but I think my overall favorite is probably, I don't know, I'm just loving Bianca Del Rio right now, and she has a whole comedy section that goes on, and she goes around and travels and stuff. But, also, Russell Brand. I think Russell Brand is a top one, because he's really funny, and he can be really mean sometimes.
He's but, so like, mean.
He's so funny. So funny. Yeah.
I have really been enjoying Samantha Bee from Full Frontal. I don't know if she's not like a stand-up, at least not now. But I think her sense of humor is hilarious. And she like holds no bars and is very much like not afraid of speaking her mind. And I really appreciate that. And she talks about politics on her show a lot and pokes fun at candidates, which I appreciate. My other favorite comedian is so biased. My friend Sarah, who's a improviser, is probably the funniest person I know. So she's wonderful, and she's trying to do improv in LA right now, and Very, very proud. You get them, Sarah. You destroy the patriarchy one joke at a time.
Trying to destroy the patriarchy?
Always. Always.
Good luck to her in that.
Probably while telling jokes about chickens.
Probably.
She's the best. Okay. So, shall we move along? Alright, so next we're gonna talk a little bit about politics in this election season and how comedy has kind of made it better for the rest of us. So, SNL has done a really fantastic job of making me laugh, at least, for this political season. This election of 2016. Yeah, they have been doing, I think their skits on the debates have been, like, some of the funniest things I've ever seen. They have Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton and Alec Baldwin as Donald Trump.
Which is awesome, because they brought back
Alec Baldwin, who hasn't been on SNL in so long, but he's back just to play Donald Trump, and it's so utterly fantastic because he is the best.
He is so good at Donald Trump, like, so, so good, and I love how SNL, I like how they know what the kids are saying, and they know about all the memes. And yes. One of my favorite things that came out of last week's debate, or I guess a week and a half ago's debate, was one of the people that got to ask questions' name was Ken Bone. I'm sure everyone who saw the debate knows Ken Bone. America just thought he was hilarious because he wore this red sweater and he was just kind of cute and adorable. And SNL kind of poked fun at that, and there was, memes all about Ken Bone and how he's the best. And SNL kind of, poked fun at that and was like, America, you deserve a treat. Ken Bone! Which I thought was cool, because SNL's like, they get it. They're listening.
Yeah, they get it. They understand. They know where to push or not push.
Yeah, their debates, mock debates that they did with Kate McKinnon and Alec Baldwin are, so spot on. It's yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened in the debate.
She does Hillary Clinton so well.
So well.
Her face is so good.
I like how so Kate McKinnon just kind of plays her, well, I'm gonna win. And Alec Baldwin is just so good at Donald Trump. One of my other favorite skits recently from SNL was about Kellyanne Conway, the Donald Trump's campaign manager. They did a skit where Kate McKinnon played her, and it was a digital short where it was Kellyanne's day off.
I love by the end that she's just like, what do you want me to tell you? I hate him. He's terrible. He's awful. And they're like, yeah, that's exactly what we wanted to hear.
So
thank
great.
You.
So great. SNL snaps. I don't know what I'd do without that. Also, Samantha Bee has been keeping this election awesome. Her commentary is just so great, and I like her on the ground reporting. She'll send people off to talk to different supporters, and it's so interesting, and I love her, and I think she's hilarious. John Oliver has also.
Did you see John Oliver's most recent thing
about third parties?
Whatever he's talking about. No, he was so Melania Trump came out with some statements about the whole locker room, whatever. and he compared two interviews of her, and she said, he said, do you know why it took her 10 days to say something about the song? Is because she was rehearsing her lines, because she repeated the exact same word for word thing in both interviews. He put them side by side.
I haven't seen that video yet.
Exact same thing. It was on Facebook earlier. It was so funny. Oh my God. But he was like, at least she's only plagiarizing herself now, which is very true. And then he also said, he was like, but she brought something new to the conversation. He was like, she didn't say anything about, like, it was just a locker room. Well, she did, but, like, she was like, boys will be boys. But she also said that the host of the show goaded him into saying it.
Yeah, I heard that. He
was goaded into saying that. Which I was like, okay, but whatever. I was like, that's not true. And they're like, oh, he's so unshakable. And John Oliver was like, he's so unshakable. How could he be goaded into saying that? And then he was laughing, and he was like, wait, I have a great idea. And he was like, Donald Trump. He's like, have you heard of volcano jumping? He's like, this new thing where you jump into volcano. Not many people do it. You should do it. It takes a lot of balls. It takes a lot of big hands. It takes big X's. You do it. You're the perfect candidate.
I love him. I love John Oliver. He also had a really great video on third parties, which I highly recommend anyone who's considering voting for a third party to go and watch. Yeah, who else has been keeping us sane this election season? I've been listening, I highly recommend the podcast Millennial. It's actually hashtag Millennial, but the hashtag is silent. And it's by a bunch of people who still do MuggleCast, this Harry Potter podcast, but they do Millennial, and they talk about current events in pop culture, and they have been keeping me sane this election season, because they're all millennials, and are, like, so real about it, and they're all very intelligent, know a lot about politics, and it's just been, I highly recommend listening to that podcast. Also, 538's election podcast, and also their website with the elections forecast.
You know what, I wanna say something quickly, and I don't know if it's, like, a good thing, but, so, I've been noticing a lot of, like, YouTubers are moving over to movies, which isn't, like, a bad thing or anything, but, well, like, Hannah Hart and Mae Marie and all of them just came out with the new movie, Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Which was really funny when I got it, but...
Oh, you have it?
It kind of makes... Yeah.
Did you buy it? Watch it. I wanna watch it.
but... It was kind of interesting to see how many of them are trying to move over to the big screen and stuff. And it's not a bad thing, but, like, how much now they're more, like, promoting themselves. And, like, Miranda Sings just had her own movie. And it was just kind of, like, it was interesting because, I don't know, it's interesting to see that they're kind of moving away from, like, their thing, and they're moving into something else, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, because they're not necessarily, like, doing it subtly, and it's more, I don't know, about making money than anything else, it seems like.
I feel like a lot of these YouTubers wanted to be actresses or actors, like, wanted to be in the entertainment industry, so they're moving from online platforms to more traditional media spaces so they can do that.
True, but I think...
It's really what I think. And, I mean, I'm sure some of it has to do with money, but, I mean, I, like...
No, I don't think it's entirely money-based thing, but I think it's kind of... It's hard to watch, like, a YouTube video where they're then promoting something.
Yeah, no, I get that.
It's, like, why people, like... are having problems with Ro from Nerdy Nummies. Like, she used to be so good and stuff, but now it seems like all she does is promote, like, apps and stuff you can buy. That is very kind of hard to watch and being like, well, that's not exactly what I want, so...
Yeah. Yeah, I totally get where you're coming from there. I don't know. I've always kind of wondered about this whole YouTube thing, people that quit their day jobs to have careers just where they're vlogging. Because it's like, is that really so sustainable? You know, it's like, what if, what's gonna happen? Is YouTube, you know, how long is YouTube gonna be around? And, like, when is it gonna be enough?
But, yeah, when is it gonna collapse? And
Philip DeFranco has been doing a lot of videos on YouTube recently. He just recently had one about how much money do YouTubers really make. That's interesting that everyone should go take a look at. Odile, you should take a look at that. It's good.
I definitely will, because, like, I know that they make quite a bit. Like, it's definitely not...
Yeah.
Petty cash.
No. We, on the other hand, with this podcast, make nothing.
We are zero earners.
We will accept any sponsorships.
I will plug whatever you give me. Literally give it to me and I will plug it as hard as I can.
I will plug Audible. Audible, come for us.
Audible, please. Dear God, I'll take Audible.
Come on, Audible. All right. That was a good tangent, Anil. That was a good conversation.
Yes, it was great. I just had to say it. Like, it's been, been on my mind. And then, I don't know, just, like, I was thinking about how much some people share their relationships on, like, the internet and stuff.
Yeah.
And mostly thinking about the, like, YouTubers and things. And just, like, have you heard the news about how Psycho Soprano's getting a divorce?
Yes.
And
for those who don't know, Colleen Ballinger, whose YouTube channel is Psycho Soprano, and she's Miranda Sings, is getting a divorce from her husband, Josh Evans. Yes, yeah, they've been married since July of 2015.
Yeah. Really? It's been over...
Yeah, it's been just over a year.
Anyways, they're getting a divorce, which I think is kind of ridiculous, because I was like, you should have known what you were getting into, being that she's never home. Like,
yeah.
I don't think I've seen a photo of them together in months. She's been touring since, like, whatever. So I was kind of like, you had to know that, like, I was like, yes, there was probably problems and you're fighting, but, like, also, there was a lot that you should have been able to...
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel bad. I was like, you put yourself, you guys, into a position where it was kind of bound to fail.
Yeah.
Like you didn't have a good relationship or that you had all these problems. It's just that you were just set in these unfortunate circumstances.
I feel like it'd be hard to be in a relationship when, like, both of you are YouTubers and, like, we're YouTubers separately.
Every single bit of it. They document the relationship. It's not, like, slightly documented. It's, like, every bit is documented. So I think that's the hardest part, probably.
Yeah.
But I don't.
No, I agree. That's, I don't, vlogging kind of scares me. That's why I don't have one. That's why I have a podcast with my two friends. Where we're
no
some,
like, into that.
Semi-professional.
Not really. But
not really.
Sure.
All right, we should kind of wrap this thing up.
Yes, it is starting to become a long one.
Yes. So, we'll quickly do recommendations.
Yes, let's do that.
Okay, my recommendations are, I'll just go through them. I've been watching Haters Back Off, which is Miranda Sings' show that Odile previously mentioned. Been watching that on Netflix. It's been interesting. It's kind of interesting to watch a YouTube character on a 30-minute long show. It does feel like it kind of drags on a little bit, but it's entertaining, and I've been enjoying it. So I recommend that. It's only 8 episodes, and they're about 25 to 30 minutes apiece. Also, I recently saw Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, if I said that correctly. Yeah, I saw it. I really liked it. I thought it was really good. I didn't really like the creatures in it, though. I thought they were kind of weird. But I liked it. It was cute. It was good. I enjoyed it. Thumbs up. Next one, I've been watching this 3-year-old girl on YouTube a lot. her name is Claire Ryan, and she does covers. Her and her dad do covers of Disney songs, and now she just turned 4, actually. And it's so cute!
The girl with the light, with the, Aw, okay, I think I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, she's really cute, and I've been watching, like, her family's vlogs. I think they have a second vlog channel now, and every once in a while, they'll post vlog videos that are, like, very well shot. Like, they use some nice cameras. They posted, like, a video of her on her birthday, and she's just adorable, and she's a little brother who's, I think, like, 2, and he's real cute. The whole family is just very cute. And highly recommend, and she's just adorable, and I like her a lot, and I just want to dunk her in my coffee. So those are the those are the recommendations. Oh, deal.
See, what do I have to recommend? I've been watching a lot of Drag Race. I recommend Drag Race. It's really funny. I mean, you kind of have to get over the fact that they're kind of really catty to each other, and they can be really mean at times, but, like, in general, they're pretty hilarious. When they're having their moments. Movie-wise, I haven't been watching movies, really, because I've just been watching a ton of Drag Race. But, yeah, I think I really want to watch Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children. It looked really good. And, let's see, music-wise, I've just been listening to Hamilton again. So we're going to go with that, because I...
Too real!
Listening to the album again after Lin-Manuel Miranda was on SNL. So
I'm always listening to Hamilton. It's just always on.
Ah, that tends to be the the way it goes. So we'll go with that as my recommendation.
All right. So this has been episode 18. Next week, we're going to hopefully have all three of us together. And we're going to talk about Halloween. We're going to talk about Halloween movies, Halloween traditions, our favorite Halloween costumes, just everything about Halloween. And it's going to be the Halloween Spectacular. And get ready, because it's going to be lit like a jack-o'-lantern.
It's going to be spectacular.
Yeah, and I'm going to a corn maze this weekend. It's actually the largest corn maze in California. So, let's hope I don't get lost.
Don't die, please.
Don't die. So I'll let you guys know how that goes. All right. So this is Caitlin in California.
Odile in Oregon.
And we are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. Thanks for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at Morons Who Try to Talk Good, Twitter at Morons Podcast, and also on Instagram, also at Morons Podcast. Sorry for the delay. We're trying. All right, bye. You'll hear us next week.